Good morning. The Secretary General will say a few words and then he'll take just a few questions.
Good morning. Today and tomorrow we will make decisions to strengthen our defense and deterrence. And I expect the defense ministers to agree to enhance our forward presence in the eastern part of our alliance. This will send a clear signal. NATO will respond as one to any aggression against any ally. We have already significantly enhanced our presence and readiness of our forces. Allies have committed the assets we need for air policing, maritime patrols, and exercises. The first six small headquarters or NATO force integration units have been activated, and we are setting up two more in the near future. At the end of last year, we agreed assurance measures for Turkey with AWACS surveillance planes, air policing, and increased naval presence in the Mediterranean and in the Black Sea. And we decided to continue the deployment of our Patriot batteries to augment the air defenses of Turkey. We are also doing more to deal with the hybrid challenges. I'm pleased to announce that later today, NATO and the European Union will sign a technical agreement to enhance our cyber cooperation. Our emergency response teams will have a structured framework for exchanging information and sharing best practices. This is a concrete example of NATO and the European Union working together to counter hybrid threats. This afternoon, NATO defense ministers will have an exchange of views on how we take decisions in the face of hybrid threats from any direction. This will help ensure that we have the necessary tools and procedures in place. And it is part of NATO's continued adaptation. We will also take steps to increase the resilience of our alliance in terms of food and energy supplies and transportation and communications networks. This evening, we will meet with the European Union as well as our partners, Australia, Finland, Georgia, Jordan, and Sweden. We will discuss how we can address together the challenges in our neighborhood, to the south and to the east. During the course of this ministerial, we will also discuss how NATO can support allies in responding to the refugee and migrant crisis we see in Europe and close to Europe in the Middle East, Syria and Turkey. We will do so based on an initiative by Turkey. Finally, the US has requested the use of NATO AWACS surveillance planes. This can be done by backfilling national AWACS capabilities, thereby enabling the coalition fighting ISIL to conduct more strikes against ISIL. I expect ministers will endorse a positive response to this request. Our military planners will then look into the details. We will conclude tomorrow by a meeting of the NATO Georgia Commission. The review of Georgia's progress in delivering defense reforms and the latest security developments will be on our agenda. Now I'm happy to take your questions.
We go to Reuters here.
Good morning, Secretary General. Today you're discussing the forward presence, but why should such a forward presence deter Russia when it has such powerful air defensive bubbles in Kaliningrad and in the Black Sea? And would you consider a permanent force in the Black Sea? Thank you.
The increased readiness and the increased forward presence of our forces is a response and something which underlines that NATO is ready to defend all allies against any threat, regardless from where it comes from. And our deterrence is based on this combination of forward presence combined with a strong ability to reinforce if needed. And what we are doing now is that we are both increasing our forward presence and at the same time increasing our ability to reinforce. And this is a multinational force, and having a multinational forward presence is also a very strong signal of the unity in the alliance, that an attack or any kind of aggression against one ally will be met by a strong response from all allies together in the alliance. So the forward presence of multinational forces is also a strong signal of the unity and the collective defense of the alliance.
Wall Street Journal.
NATO has defined modern deterrence as a small forward presence. Why is that important? Is it because a small force is affordable, or are you trying to be less provocative to Russia?
It is because we believe that this is the best way of providing deterrence in a changed and new security environment. And we believe very much that we need to be flexible, we need to be able to reinforce if needed, and we need this combination of forward presence and the ability to reinforce quickly if needed. And that's exactly why we are adapting and changing our defense posture. So we do that because we think modern deterrence is this combination of forward presence, ability to reinforce, and we are living in another time than we did during the Cold War, when we have hundreds of thousands of troops massed along the borders, facing each other. We are adapting to another and changed security environment, and therefore we think this is the best way to adapt to a modern security environment.
German television, Bettina Schakus.
Regarding the Turkish pledge, what should NATO do concerning the refugee crisis in the Mediterranean Sea?
We will discuss that during our meeting today and tomorrow. And I think it's too early to conclude, because I think it is important that we have that discussion among defense ministers. But we all understand the concern, and we all see the human tragedy and all the challenges which are connected to the migrant and refugee crisis, which we have seen for many years in the Middle East, but which has now also become a great challenge for Europe. So, of course, when ally Turkey and also other allies raise the question about what NATO can do to help them to manage this refugee and migrant crisis, of course, we will look very seriously into the request and then discuss how we can follow up and what NATO can do.
Deutsche Welle.
Kai Küstner, the German Radio. Just a quick follow-up. Have you been in touch with other NATO allies concerning the German-Turkish request already? And in case there is a decision, is it more likely to be a reconnaissance mission by air or by sea to fight the people smugglers there?
There has been already different kinds of contacts and consultations, but we will have a discussion among 28 allies later on. And the questions you ask about maritime capabilities or air surveillance and other kinds of capabilities that NATO possess are very relevant questions. But I will not answer those questions now, because that's exactly those issues which we are going to look into, to discuss, and then find out how and if NATO is going to provide some of these assets or some of these capabilities to help cope with the migrant and refugee crisis and to fight the smugglers.
One last question, Imedi.
Georgian TV company Rustavi, too, about Black Sea security strategy. Also, Romania calls for permanent NATO Black Sea forces. Is it possible to involve Georgia in this strategy, and how is it possible, if yes? Thanks.
So NATO has already increased our naval presence in the Black Sea, and we are following very closely the developments in the Black Sea. We have increased our naval presence, but we also have AWACS surveillance planes surveilling and being present in Romania, in Bulgaria, and close to the Black Sea, also in Turkey. So we are constantly assessing the developments in the Black Sea, including the implications for NATO, and then we are adapting, and that's exactly what we are doing when we are increasing our forward presence and also increasing our ability to reinforce and our efforts when it comes to surveillance and intelligence and reconnaissance in that region. We also work closely with Georgia, a close partner, and the cooperation with Georgia, especially when it comes to the implementation of this substantial package, is part of a very close partnership between Georgia and NATO. And, of course, also that's relevant for the challenges we see in the Black Sea.
Thank you very much. We'll see you later.
Thank you.